We're in the middle of Simen Kuf Ches, Simen about Tashlumin, when one misses davening, one has the option to make it up. Here's a Mishabur for you. Okay, so we're up to Sif Tes. Sif Tes is built off of a Gemara, also over there, I think it's Chavav Amud Beis, or Chav Zayin, something like that, in the fourth parak of Brachos. So, as we'll read through Shachnach. Ta v'lo espalel mincha be'erv Shabbos. One forgot to daven mincha on Friday. Mispalel arvis shtayim shel Shabbos. He should daven Friday night. He davens two marivs of Shabbos. Harishona la'arvis. The first one is the immediate tefillah that he needs to daven, which is mariv. And the shnia, the second one, is the tashlum, is the makeup one for mincha. So even though he missed a weekday mincha, he's making it up with a Shabbos Shmona Esrei. Mishabur Sivkat and Chafei. Afa Gavshabat Hashem Shachol. Even though he has to make up what he missed during the week. Mikomakum. Kevin Sha'ach Shabu Shabbos. We go by right now. Right now at Shabbos. Mispalos Gamkein Shal Shabbos. The second makeup one, even though he missed the weekday, Shmona Esrei is getting off easy. He missed 19 brachos. Going to only get away with 7. That's Halacha 7. What if by accident? So we already learned if you flip the order, you're not Yotze. The Tashlumin has to come second. Now first, if you do it first, you're not Yotze. But what happens over here if he by accident does the second Tashlumin one? He does it as a Chol instead of a Shabbos. In Tov Ispalel Shniyah Shel Chol, Potur Milispalel. That is good enough. Okay, Vidyevet he's Yotzei. Sharad Tzion points out, not like the Taz. The Taz holds its Ma'akev. Most Poskim hold it's not Ma'akev. The Mishmur says it's not Ma'akev. He's supposed to say two Shabbos Shmoneh Esreis. But if he does the second one as a weekday one, since he's making up a weekday one anyway, but the Evet is going to be Yotzei.
As opposed to what? Maybe you might say doing another Shabbos one?
Yeah.
So three Shmoneh Esreis?
Maybe, yeah. V'imhikdim bazeh ha-shelchol l'shel Shabbos. Let's say you flip the order. First you dive in the weekday one, then the Shabbos one. Lo Yotzei l'kulei Alma. Now for sure you're not Yotzei. Shei nikar shehikdim ha-tashlumin. That's what we spoke out when we did Kuf Ches Aleph. We spoke out this concept. If it's recognizable from your two Shmoneh Esreis that the first one is really the makeup one and the second one is the regular one, you're not Yotzei the makeup one, and you got to do it again. You got to dive in three. Okay, then the Mishnah goes into details. If he makes early Shabbos, so then it's not as bad, because really, in theory, he could daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei, he just happened to make Shabbos. Okay, weiter. Actually, we're going to read that. I changed my mind. Ach, im edayin yom gadol, ela shekibal Shabbos b'miz mashir o b'parchu. He was mekabel Shabbos with Bowi Kala, or Miz Mashir, or Barchu, v'lo, and he forgot to daven mincha. The mavur lakama di yispalel arvish shtayim. Okay, now in this issue they bring down that Rosh Hashanah is a suffix. Maybe he could do ataras nadarim and turn it back into chol and daven mincha. But the pashup shat, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's still light out. He's answered barchu. Then he realizes he didn't daven mincha. He missed mincha, even though it's light out. He davens marav and then a second Shmona Esrei, Friday night Shmona Esrei, to make up for the mincha. Hagah, v'hu adin imo espal mincha be'erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh, he missed mincha. Mispal shal Rosh Chodesh shtayim. So Rosh Chodesh, he has to daven shtayim. That means two Shmona Esreis at night, and both of them have yalav yavo. Not everyone agrees to that. Mishabur sivkat and chavav. Kein pasuk amagin avram. Adar chachayim v'chayad mishar achronim. Delo kalavush. And there's also a kolbo. It's also not like a kolbo, which you'll soon see in the Bir Halacha. Okay, he daven two. Okay, the other team that the Rama does not passing like holds that on the second one you don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but we passing like the Rama that you do need to mention Rosh Chodesh. Okay, now we're second half of Chaf of Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chavav. Second half, second 90%. Now, this is very important, very interesting, very important. Mi shlo espal arvis Rosh Chodesh. He missed Mariv and Rosh Chodesh. Vispal shachris shtayim. And he davens two shachrises. Velo hizkir b'shniyah yalav yavo. And he did not say yalav yavo in the second one, which is the makeup one for Mariv. Ein tzarech lachzor el espal. He does not need to daven again. Why? Ki dafilu hayom espal ba'arvis kufa v'shachrisor lachzor. Because the rule is that leil Rosh Chodesh, if you miss yalav yavo, you don't go back. Shachris, you go back. Mincha, you go back. Marav, you don't go back. For a very simple reason. At least the first night, but we passed on the second night also. Because there was no Rosh Chodesh till the next day. When the Eidim would come and testify, they saw the new moon last night. So in the olden days, there was no such thing as Rosh Chodesh the first night of Rosh Chodesh did not exist because they didn't know if the Eidim were going to come and they were going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So the makeup prayer of Shacharis, the second Shacharis, the makeup of Ma'ariv, can't be more severe than the Ma'ariv itself. And if you would have missed it in the Ma'ariv, it would be okay. So if you miss it now, it's also okay. Similarly, V'chein. Okay, now, the Magen Avraham does not agree with that. That's Memches. My Sharetzions are cut off, but Sharetzion Memches brings this as a Prichadash. It's not, the Magen Avraham disagrees with this, but the Mishnah Berurah goes with that this is okay. And then he emphasizes it in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, Avim Loiskel, Al Viava, Berishamiskel, Beshnia. He brings down Mishnah Berurah, Het Takti Liftor. Basically, it's over here, machlokes aposkim. In the Mishnah Berurah, he says you do not need to daven again. If you are so frum and you insist on davening again, you have the right to do that because the Magen Avraham says that you can do that. It's spelled out more clearly in Ber Heitev Sifkatun Yud Beis. Okay, there it brings down the machlokes Magen Avraham Prichadash Mishnah Berurah. In the Mishnah Berurah himself is making like the Prichadash. Fine, weiter. Then, continuing in Sifkat and Chavav, what if you have the flip case? In Tav, lo asbal mincha b'Rosh Chodesh. He didn't have a mincha b'Rosh Chodesh. And it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Umispal arvish tayim. Now, he's having two marivs. The first one is marav, the second one is the makeup for mincha. Hashniu l'tashum shal mincha. What if he misses Yalavi Yavo? If he would miss Yalavi Yavo at mincha, it's gotta repeat. He missed mincha altogether. He's having two marivs. First Ma'ariv, Shmon Esrei is for Ma'ariv. The second one's a makeup for Mincha. He forgot Yalav Yom in the second one. Afilu lo hizke b'Rosh Chodesh, ein tzarech lachzor. Why? Kevin da'afilu be'ikra tefila da'arvis, ein tzarech lachzor. B'shul Yalav Yom, kal v'chomer mashu achshav le'tashlumen. That means the tashlumen, the bottom line, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the tashlumen cannot be more severe than if you would have davened it in the proper time. That was part one. Now part two is the makeup tefillah can't be more severe than the tefillah that you're davening right now. And right now you're davening Ma'ariv. And if you miss Yalav Yavo, it's okay. So even though you're making a mincha, and if you miss Yalav Yavo mincha, it's not okay since you're doing it now as tashlumin. It's sort of tuffel to the ikar tefillah, and therefore you're not going to have to repeat it if you miss Yalav Yavo. It can't be, the makeup can't be more chomer than the tefillah itself. Than the ikar tefillah you're davening right now. Okay? Hope that was clear. If not, read through this Mishnah Berurah 10 times, it should become clear. Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Chaf Vav. Okay, continuing in the Ramah. Again, starting again. Test. Tov, Vazbal Mincha Erev Shabbos. He missed Mincha and Erev Shabbos. Mispal Arvish Taim Shal Shabbos. He daven two Friday nights when Esrei is Harishon al Arvish Vashnila Tashuman. First one's Marv, second one's Makeup. Chazara, until 101 times. Hagah, no. Who didn't blow his bell mincha erev Rosh Chodesh? He didn't have a mincha erev Rosh Chodesh. Mispala shel Rosh Chodesh shtayim. Right? The Pesach of the Ramah, corroborated and supported by the Mishnah Berurah and others, is that you daven two Rosh Chodesh Shmona Esrei. That means you say Yalav Yavo in both. Now, here goes. V'im lo hizke Yalav Yavo b'rishona. If he did not say Yalav Yavo in the first one, and he did say it in the second one, Tzarech Lach Zodaspala. He has to go back and daven. Why? He missed Erev Rosh Chodesh. He's davening now Leil Rosh Chodesh to Shmon Esrei. The fact that he did not see Alvi Yavo on the first and he did in the second indicates that what's going on in his brain is the first one is the makeup and the second one's the regular one. And that we already passed is no good! And therefore he's got to daven a third time. Let's see that Mishmash Sifkat and Chav Zayin. Spells it out. The fact he didn't say Yalav Yavo on the first one, that's a Gali night day, is revealing his das. That the first one is going to be the one, the makeup one, for Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is Chol, which is not Erev Rosh Chodesh. We already spent a lot of time on this in Sif Aleph. If you do the Tashlumin before the regular Tefillah, you're not Yotze. Kumo Bahav Dala. Okay, which we're soon going to see, which we've already saw back in Sif Aleph. Now look at the last line of Sifkat and Chav Zayim. Od Kosu HaAchronim. The Mashik Kosov HaRamah. The Lo Hizki B'Rishon V'Hizki B'Shnia. He didn't say it in the first one, and he said it in the second one. Then he has to go back. Hanimili B'Stama. That he has no das. What's going on in your brain? So if he says the first one's a makeup and the second one's a regular one, for sure it's not Yotze. But even if he has no das, zero das, That's, you see from what he said, that the first one was the Tashlumen, boom, not Yotze. But, Aval, if his Kavana was Beferish, the Harishon of the Shem Chol, but the first one's going to be Marav. Oops, I forgot Yalav Yavo. And the second one is Tashlumen. And he says Yalav Yavo, which is really supposed to do. It's supposed to say Yalav on both. So that case is going to be Yotze. We only say, the fact that he didn't say in the first, said in the second, shows us the first one's a makeup and the second one's a regular one. But if he has explicit kavana, the first one is the regular one, as it's supposed to be. The second one's tashlumin, even though he mixed up the yalav yavo, it's okay. Then we follow the regular yalav yavo rules, which indicate that marav is okay if you miss the yalav yavo. Aval, continues the Rambam, im lo hiskir b'shtein, or hiskir b'shon, or lo b'shniya, in tzarech lachzor. Okay? But if he just mixed up the yalav yavos or whatever, in a way that does not indicate that he wanted to do the tashlumen first, so then that's going to be okay. Because the problem here is not, like we said by the Abdullah, which we're going to get to. The problem here is not the din in the yalav yavo. The problem is the gili milsa that he's showing that he wants the first one to be the tashlumen. Okay, and then the Ramos. Okay, we'll stop there. The Ramos now sif tes. No, sif yud. Sorry, sif yud. Sif yud. Ta'a v'lo hispalel mincha b'shabbos. He missed mincha on Shabbos. Mispalel b'motzei Shabbos shtayim shel chol. He didn't daven mincha on Shabbos. He davened motzei Shabbos shtayim shel chol. Two motzei Shabbos weekday marav shmon esres. Mavdil barishona, because that's really the marav. The ain't a mavdil b'shnia, because that's the makeup. And here you don't need to do both. You need to do Havdalah. So one Havdalah is good enough. So the Havdalah should be in the right one. The first one is the Marav. That's where Havdalah belongs. If he did not do Havdalah in the first one, then he did do Havdalah in the second one. Shnia also low. Rishona low also low. The second Shmoneh Esrei counts as the regular Shmoneh. The first one does not count. Because the first one, the fact that he did not put in the Havdalah, we don't care about, we care about Havdalah, but Havdalah is not Makiv. If you miss that Tachan and Tanu, it's okay, because you're going to be Mavdo on the coast. But here, the fact that he Dafka missed it in the first one, and he said it in the second one, shows us that he holds the first one was really Mincha, and the makeup one, which is not let it be, boom, not Yotze, and the second one is a regular one. So the first one's not Yotze, the second one is Yotze, now he's got to dive in a third one, which is going to be the Tashlumen, because the Tashlumen has to come after the Ikka Tefillah. But if he just stopped, messed it up, and hibzah b'shtein, aloyid b'shtein, yotza. If he just messed it up, he did it in both, or he didn't do it in both, then it's not ma'akev, because atachrata is not ma'akev. It's only ma'akev in this case. I mean, the Gemara, actually, we discussed back in Sif Aleph. The Gemara leaves us with a bamba kasha, doesn't answer the kasha, and comes along the rush, and says there's a difference between a kasha and a tiyufta. Tiyufta is, boom, amora, you're out, you're against the singular, united, tana'itic source, you're out, boom. Kasha explains the Rush that there is an answer, but the Gemara didn't give the answer, and this is the answer that the Rush gives, and this is how we paskin. It's not a problem with the Havdalah. The Havdalah is not Ma'akev. The Atachon and Tanu is not Ma'akev. You're going to be Mavdal ala kos. The problem is that when you mess it up, and you do not say Havdalah in the first, and you say Havdalah in the second, your Megala, that your Das, is that the first one is the Tashlumen, and the second one is the Iker Tefillah, and that is no good. Even Le'ikuva. That's what Mishmur Sif Katan Chav Tes spells out. Also, Dimivarele Lakdume Chova Sha'atei Bereisha. The Chova of the Shah right now has to come first. V'hu Gila Daito Shespal HaRishon LaTashlumen. He showed us that the first one he meant to be Tashlumen. That's why he didn't say Tachan Tanu. L'chein Tzach Lach Shespal Achas LaTashlumen Below Abdallah. He has to do another one, second one, without Abdallah. Ah, im kibim b'machshav toshav rishon l'chiyuv avashni al tashlum. And like we said before, if he has explicit das, I'm hereby going to daven my motzei Shabbos shmona esrei k'mo shetzarich. And then he has kavanah, I'm here going to write daven tashlumin as the second tefillah, which is supposed to be. And u'mashipich havdala yabatot. And he just messed up the havdala because whatever reason, v'shogag v'lo neskavin klal Ein tzarech lachzos. So again, the attack on the Tanakh is not ma'akev. It's only ma'akev when it's megala to us. His das is to make the tashlumen first. But if he has explicit das that the tashlumen is coming second, so that we don't care about the fact that he messed up the attack on the Tanakh, it's not ma'akev.
Same thing, basically.
Same thing. Yeah, same thing. That the Bi'alacha points out, oh, lo hibda b'shtein yatsa, mishim the kaimun on the common, b'simen reish sari dal, hilchas abdala, dim lo hibdil, e machzir nasa. The rule is, if you miss the tachan and tanu, you don't have to go back, because you get a mavdil alakos. Now, there is a little curveball, mishim will bring down sifkat and lamed alif, which is not really, it's really din in hilchas abdala. If a person misses that tachan and tanu, no problem, be mavdil alakos. Before he's mavdil al kos, now you're not allowed to eat before he's mavdil al kos. He forgets, and he ate. The rule is to repeat Shemon Esrei. People don't know that.
Really?
If he did two things wrong, if he missed the tachon antanu, strike one, and he ate before being mavdil al kos, strike two, he has to go back and daven Shemon Esrei. Okay, how that relates to the year is discussed over there. Emish Bura Sifkat and Lamed Aleph.